Good morning, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time. We are talking about a cat by the name of Morton.
Yeah, Morton. So he is a really awesome cat. I don't think we've seen a cat this awesome for quite a while. I'll describe him how he looks first. He is a big black tomcat, really strong in features, beautiful nature, absolutely just beautiful, the biggest voice on him that you'll ever hear. A really cool feature about him is that he's a Manx. So a Manx is a cat with a naturally no tail. So big, big black cat, not a single shred of a tail to be seen on him.
Now, you mentioned there about the voice. Now, a lot of cats are pretty quiet, mine included. So you mentioned there about a big booming voice. So we like to have a bit of a whinge, or we just like to communicate every time?
He likes attention, and he knows how to ask for it. So as soon as he sees a person enter or a bit of a movement, he will start asking, saying, "Hey, I'm here. Come and pet me now."
Yeah, where's my little bit of attention? Yeah, I get it. So would Morton be okay with older family members, younger family members, or just being part of the family, I suppose?
Yeah, I believe he would be a perfect family pet, so he could really fit in anywhere. But there's one thing that we need to talk about with Morton, and that is he is FIV positive. So FIV is feline AIDS.
Okay.
And for the most part, it's transmitted between cats. When they're out and about fighting, they might have, sustain a bite from another cat and passed on that way.
Right.
So he's tested positive for this FIV.
Right.
On the other hand, he is completely healthy in every other aspect of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And cats with FIV can live very long, happy and healthy lives. All we are asking for someone to take him on is that they make him their only cat so that we're not transmitting it to other cats.
Makes sense.
And that they absolutely commit with their everything that they've got that he's going to be an inside cat only to protect the rest of the cat population out there.
So if anyone is interested in finding any more about Morton, especially with that that condition, how can they find out more?
Yep, so he has a profile up on our website, as always, so rspcaqld.org.au/adopt.
Yep.
But the photo doesn't do him justice. He really needs to be seen in person. So we're very happy for people to come in on our open days, which are Wednesday through Sunday at 10 a.m. Ask to meet Morton. You can pat him for as long as you like, and I think that'll be quite a long time. And we can chat more about FIV and what it means to adopt an FIV cat there. But adopting any animal is, of course, saving a life and doing something great for the world. Adopting a special needs animal like an FIV cat is even better. So if you're that special person, get in touch with us and let's get him in the home.
And they will be out there for sure. Lauren, really do appreciate your time this morning telling us about Morton. So, any further details, RSPCA Bundaberg, really appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks again.
Thank you very much. That's Lauren Gray, the Animal Care Manager for RSPCA Bundaberg, joining us on 1332 4BU.